Corona Regional Medical Center treats our customers as we would like to be treated ourselves, with courtesy, recognition, and respect. It's in that spirit that we are proud to present another episode of our podcast series, Corona Regional Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
According to the National Institutes of Health, more than 30% of all adults are estimated to be affected by varicose veins. In many cases, varicose veins pose no health or circulation problems, and they may not require treatment. Some patients, however, may experience swelling, aching, and painful legs. If the discomfort is considerable, then treatment may be required. My guest today is Dr. Michael Chin. He's a general and vascular surgeon and a member of the medical staff at Corona Regional Medical Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chin. So, please define for us, what are varicose veins?
Varicose veins, most commonly known as bulging, swelling of the veins that you see on your leg. And people can have also spider vein as well as blue vein as well.
So what's the difference between spider veins and varicose veins?
Spider vein is much smaller. For the reason it's called spider vein, because it's almost looking like a spider webs. It's very tiny. Blue veins, a little bigger veins, and the varicose vein is much bigger, and they a lot of times describing as warm, looking like a curving and zigging, zagging. Sometimes they're describing as a cord, feel like a bulging. You can see it. It's not a very pretty sight a lot of times.
So do we know what some of the causes are, and are they more prevalent in women than men?
Yes, it is more prevalent in women in men for a couple of different reasons. The cause of varicose veins could be divided into congenital, primary, and secondary varicose veins. Congenital, obviously, is people who has a hereditary tendency to developing varicose veins. Women, in one instance, has more likelihood to developing varicose veins. People who had pregnancies, the uterus enlargement, pushing down the veins, causing the vein to distend. People who stand on their feet a long time, such as teachers, school workers, people who work in the industry. Primary varicose vein will be the people who developing varicose vein without any specific reason. Secondary varicose vein is people who may have a blood clot in the vein in the past, causing the valves in the vein to not function well, so that later in life they're developing enlarged varicose veins, developing enlarged veins because the valves are not working.
So is there any way to prevent varicose veins? Let's start with that.
We recommend patients to wear compression stockings, for one. And if a patient is obese, a lot of times we will recommend them to lose weight, and that will definitely help him to decrease the pressure on the venous system. Patient who works a long time on their feet, we tell them a lot of times wear support hoses, wear compression stockings, and that will help him to prevent the varicose vein.
So then if these do become something, now in some people, Dr. Chin, they don't bother them, they just don't like the way they look. But in some people, they become painful or swollen. So what are some of the treatments available for varicose and or spider veins? What can you do for them?
People who has no symptoms, we tell them you can just wear compression stockings that will, or support hoses or pantyhose and such kinds can make their legs more apparent. But people who have symptoms, the symptoms for varicose vein can be in multiple different categories, and they can be starting with swelling of their leg. They can be having large varicose veins and small varicose veins. Later on in this stage, they can develop skin changes, and skin changes can be developing into an ulceration, and those we call venous stasis. Venous stasis ulceration need to be treated. There's several treatments for varicose vein depending on what kind of etiology is causing the varicose vein.
So then what, besides compression, are there some procedures, surgical procedures, that you can do to help people with this?
For smaller, tiny spider veins, you can treat with laser, And also you can treat with sclerotherapy injection. And those are for mostly cosmetic reasons. For bigger veins, such as regular varicose veins, you can treat with injection with form, and also you can do surgery by removing the varicose veins, we call phlebectomies. But before we do all those procedures, we need to make sure what causes varicose veins. There's a term we call venous insufficiency. Those are because of valvular insufficiency, like I mentioned earlier, inside the varicose, inside the vein, there's valves in there so that the blood normally go to the heart, not stay in the leg. If the valve is not working properly, if the valve is damaged, there's no surgery to repair the valve. Rather, you do the surgery to remove the varicose vein. In the past, we do surgery people know as vein stripping. You remove the varicose, the vein that causing the vein and causing the blood return to the varicose vein. Nowadays, there's new procedures and we call ablation. We put a catheter inside the vein, and the catheter, as you pull out the catheter, either by doing injection of the seal or you use the thermal energy to burn the vein so the vein will close up behind the catheter, and that will helping to decreasing the reflux or the insufficiency of the varicose vein.
Dr. Chin, can you live without these veins if you're using the ablation therapy or the sclerotherapy, any of these things, and you're blocking off veins? Can we live without that vein? Does the body create a collateral circulation, and what happens to that vein?
Yes, there's a collateral circulation in the vein all over the leg. The vein that we're closing with a blade is the vein we call a superficial vein. That's the name of the vein is greater saphenous vein, or the other vein would be a small saphenous vein. People can live without the vein without any problem because it's our superficial vein. We do not do treatment of this kind to the deep vein.
So if people have treatment for these closer to the skin veins, not the deep veins, then what happens afterwards? Can they get new varicose veins developed? What is life like for them afterwards? Are they gone forever?
There's a very small chance that the superficial vein can open again. That would be less than 2%. People can live well without the superficial vein. The chance of the vein to recur is much smaller if you ablate the superficial greater saphenous vein.
If somebody gets this treatment, or people that have varicose veins, do they have to worry if they do not get them treated about blood clots in those veins? Because I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm concerned because it's bulging that and it's warm that I'm going to get a blood clot in there. Is that a possibility?
Yes, you can have what we call a superficial thrombophlebitis. That means the blood clot in the superficial vein, and they can cause a lot of pain, swelling, and tenderness on the area where the blood clot's located.
So how would they know? I mean, if they have that pain and tenderness, is that something that's emergent? Could that increase risk for stroke, or is it not like that?
The superficial phlebitis, or the blood clot in the superficial vein, has no risk of developing the blood clot traveling up to the brain or to the lung, we call pulmonary embolism. The symptom mostly is pain, swelling, and tenderness. If patients have those legs, when they see their leg have tenderness on the spot or swelling and pain, they should have doctor to look at it. The easiest way to make the diagnosis is do an ultrasound study, and that will, for one, make sure that is a superficial phlebitis. And mostly, secondly, is to make sure the patient does not have deep vein thrombosis or blood clot in the deep vein.
So in just the last few minutes, Dr. Chin, what should people with varicose veins think about when seeking care? What would you like to tell them about their varicose veins?
Well, it depends on how bad their symptoms are. There's six categories of symptoms. For category 1 and 2, we tell the patient basically if they can lose weight, they can wear compression stockings. They can be treated medically and conservatively. If down to the lower classification where they have blood clots, they have history of ulceration or bleeding, then we would recommend to have a surgical treatment.
And why should they come to Corona Regional Medical Center for their care?
Well, Corona Hospital now is affiliated with the University of California, Irvine. And Corona Hospital has medical equipment to carry out the ablation therapy as well as the powerful vasectomy to remove the varicose vein.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Corona Regional Radio with Corona Regional Medical Center. For more information, you can go to coronaregional.com. That's coronaregional.com. Physicians are independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Corona Regional Medical Center. The hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.